You know, I'm always so grateful that Phil keeps us up to date on the church calendar. And I say the church calendar, not only things going on, you know, concerts coming up and things like that. By the way, we do have a concert coming up on December the 4th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Stay tuned for more information. But Phil keeps us up to date on the church calendar, things that we recognize as part of the church calendar. We got Advent coming up soon. In fact, it's coming up for Sunday Advent next week. But this week is something that we recognize on the church calendar, and it's recognized as the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, and it is Christ the King, Reigning of Christ Sunday. Isn't that neat? But you know what else it is? It is Thanksgiving Sunday. Yeah, Thanksgiving is going to be here before you know it. Wow, that's a wonderful thing too. Amen. But thinking about Thanksgiving this week, that's what I've been thinking about. You know, just to give you an idea about thankfulness and things that we recognize and we say, thank you, Lord. You know, we all have a mate or a good friend, and we all have work that we do, whether it's at home or whether it's the office sometimes, and we forget to say thanks for being a good friend. Thank you for being my wife. Thank you for being my uncle, my aunt. Think about that. How often in the day does someone say thank you to you? Well, it might be if you buy something and say thank you, or thank you for coming in. However small, how often do we say thanks? Think about that. But think about how often God helps us in a day. We don't even think about it because it's just natural. We breathe air that God's provided. We have water that God's provided. We have food that's available to us because God has provided it. Now, some of the farmers have to go through the motions, but it's God's wisdom and grace that allows us to grow food. Think about how much God has given to us, and how often do we say, thank you, Father. Thanksgiving, coming up this coming Thursday, is a celebration of the giver and the gift. And I think we need to celebrate it often. Now, most of us preachers had gone to seminary or some kind of Bible class or something, or Bible college. But I was thinking about a time when I was in seminary. We had a preaching course, and it was time getting close for the final exam on our preaching course. And everybody was kind of just talking among themselves. What do you think about this final exam in our preaching? Are we going to be prepared? Wonder what the professor has in mind. How are we going to do this? And all kind of questions we ask. Now, we thought about throughout the year, there's been lectures. He's given us lectures on sermon preparation and style and all that kind of neat stuff. And mostly it's been a course of practice and critique. I like when doctors say, I am going to set up a practice, and they practice medicine the rest of their life. Well, preachers the same way. Lawyers, yeah, we got to practice and critique from our professor. Well, the professor, who was a splendid teacher and a very engaging preacher himself, came into the room, and the whole room, as we were chit-chatting among ourselves, the whole room quieted down, and you could hear a bin drop. The familiar blue books were distributed, and he said, gentlemen, ladies, you may use your Bibles for this exam, and you'll have 3 hours to do it. There's just one question, and it has three parts, and here it is. You have one last sermon to preach in your ministry. Give it your best shot. Choose your text and theme, and explain why you have chosen them, and then give full detailed outline of the development of that sermon. Wow, that was a hard question. Gave us a lot of us thinking, and it left lasting marks upon this preacher and the life of all the other preachers and ladies and going into ministry, or some had already had been in ministry like I was. One thing about the United Methodist Church, they let us serve a local church while we still go on to school. It's sort of like going to job training. Pretty cool. When you get to a certain age, when you're younger, they want you to go to seminary full-time. But I didn't have that option because I came into this ministry life at the age of 49 years old, and going to college was quite an experience for this old preacher. Anyhow, he went on to say, "Today, I want you to give it your last shot, guys, in this church year. Today, the church brings to conclusion all that had been revealed and celebrated in the gospel story of God's work for our salvation since the story began with Advent's hope. Today, it must come to us, and you are going to put your best foot forward to the proclamation about Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And today you must address that ultimate question about Christ's lordship in our life and in the world." Wow, what a challenge. But you think about it, as we were reading that scripture text in Luke 23 about the crucifixion, and when he finally got to the cross, you know, there was two thieves, one on one side, one on the other side, and all the people underneath the cross were mocking Jesus and making fun of him and all that. And the one thief said to Jesus, "Okay, all right, if you God, why don't you fix us up and get us down off of this cross and heal us?" And no, not to be. Because the other thief said, "Looky here, guy. You know, we deserve to be up here. This guy in the middle, nah, not so much. He didn't do anything to deserve being crucified. You and I were." So he looked at Jesus and he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Wow. And what did Jesus say to him? He said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." What an amazing thing. Now, he didn't say, "Hey, Roman soldiers, you guys are down there making fun of this guy and all that stuff. We need to go. I want to go to heaven with him, and he said I can go. So I'm going to take this old boy, but I need you to let me down off this cross," Jesus said. Well, this is Ralphie's interpretation. This is a Ralphie story. "You got to let me down off of the cross, and him too. Now, the other one you can leave up here because he denied me. But this one here said he wants to go with me to paradise. Could you let us down off the cross so that we can go down to the Jordan River so I can baptize this guy?" No, that's not what Jesus said at all. He said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Sometimes, you know, different churches and different preachers and stuff, they come up with their own theology. Well, you got to be baptized in water before you can go to heaven. You got to be dunked. Well, it's important. Baptism is very important, and I support baptism because it's an outward sign of an inward and spiritual growth. But you don't have to be baptized in order to go to heaven. What do you got to do? You got to just accept the Lord in your life. Now, baptism is special. So he didn't say, "Well, let me down so I can take this old boy down to the Jordan River to get baptized." No, he said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." It's important. It doesn't matter when you come, as long as you come and you confess with your lips and believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and that he is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He was risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Remembering and thinking about preaching and seminary and the things that we learn, and it's all important and it's all good. But you know, the most important part is that it's a personal decision. Oh, sometimes preachers and good sermons and so forth, well, will perk you up to get you to go and make a decision for the Lord, and that's all important. But you know that you know that you know that Jesus is Lord, you can make that decision for yourself. Father, I'm like that thief on the cross. I have denied you many times, but Lord, I want you to forgive me. That's the gospel message. Ask and you shall be forgiven. Well, I'm just a rambling here today thinking about Thanksgiving and King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but I hope that you realize and I hope that you do develop a personal relationship with the living God through Christ. The scriptures give us all kinds of information, but the Holy Spirit is with you. It is the Holy Spirit that does the conviction. It's the Holy Spirit that does the teaching. Let the Holy Spirit minister you today. And if you've already made that decision, rejoice and be thankful and share it with others. Amen. Well, we're coming to a time when we are saying thanks to the Lord for the so many things. And we have tried to get our prayer request thing on the bulletin kind of up to date, for lack of a better term. And we lift up all of those that are on our bulletin, and we come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. But, you know, you don't need to have a phone number, an 800 number. You don't need to request the preacher to pray for you. In fact, really, you need to learn to pray for yourself, because God likes to talk to you. He wants to hear from you. Oh, yeah, the preacher can have a prayer of intercession, and that's what we're about here on the online service. So with that, we just want to say, Father, hear your people's prayers and hear their thoughts and hear what they're dealing with today, and give them the wisdom and grace in Jesus' name. So when the disciples were with Jesus way back when, and they traveled, they walked everywhere they went, by the way, and at the end of the day, they stopped and built a fire, and they had lunch and dinner and fellowship, and then Jesus would go off by himself, and they were always curious about that. Lord, how come you go off by yourself after we eat? Jesus, well, I'm God manifested in the flesh, guys. You recognize me as God? Yeah. Well, I'm in this earthly body. You see that? Oh, yeah. Well, I get hungry and tired just like you, and I have to eat, and I have to refresh my physical body, but then I need to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Can we do that too? And he says, you bet you can. Let me give you a prayer to line up with all your prayers. It's sort of like a model prayer. And let's pray it together as we close this Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, may God add his blessings to your day, and I pray if I don't see you or talk to you, that you have a wonderful time of fellowship on Thursday as we thank God for all of our blessings and a day that we call Thanksgiving. Amen.